Russia and the United States have conducted a prisoner swap after lengthy negotiations. Russia's foreign ministry says a former US Marine held in a Russian jail, Trevor Reed, has been swapped for one of its citizens serving a 20-year sentence in the US. Well, the White House has released a statement by President Joe Biden. He says the negotiations that allowed us to bring Trevor home required difficult decisions that I do not take lightly. Let's go straight to our White House correspondent, Kimberly Halkett. So, Kimberly, the US waking up to the news and Biden already commenting on it.
Yeah, that's right. This is a case that the White House, and according to a senior administration official from the State Department, has been working on for months. We know that there have been behind-the-scenes negotiations in terms of staff at the State Department and the Russian government that have been meeting for some time. And we are learning more about how this took place. What we know is that there has been a lengthy negotiation process that led to this prisoner exchange. We don't know exactly where it took place. There are some reports this may have occurred in Ankara, Turkey. But again, these are unconfirmed reports. We do know that this exchange was for a Russian convicted drug trafficker by the name of Konstantin Yaroshenko, who was arrested in Liberia in 2010 for allegedly smuggling cocaine into that country. And what we also know is that this has been a case that has been on the minds of the American who has been released, the Marine. This is something that has been certainly an effort of his family to bring him home for some time. There has been a protest by this family in front of the White House, and it is something that led to a meeting with the president very recently and perhaps even escalated this in the minds of the president, leading perhaps to this release. What we can tell you is that the family had been very concerned about his condition and his health. His family says that in recent weeks and months he had contracted tuberculosis. He had been in solitary confinement. He had been working in prison camps. And they were gravely concerned that if he continued in detention, that he may not make it back to the United States following his release. He had been sentenced for 19 years for allegedly assaulting a police officer, something the family denies. According to a senior administration official, we now know that he is on his way home.
Somewhat surprising, is it, Kimberly, when relations between the U.S. and Russia are so sour at the moment?
Indeed. And let me just cough for a second. We've got a lot of pollen here for the springtime. And all the flowers are blooming, so I can get through this answer. Okay.
All right.
You're right. It's absolutely some challenging times for the United States and Russia right now. We've got very heightened rhetoric. You have to remember that just this week, we've had the Russian foreign minister, Sergei Lavrov, threatening nuclear war. The defense minister of the United States, or rather defense secretary, Lloyd Austin, saying that this is not helpful rhetoric, calling this bluster that needs to de-escalate. The stakes have never been higher. But in the midst of all of this, there are still these negotiations. And that is because the White House and even the Russian Federation has said for some time that they believe there is still this need to keep talking. Even as there is this threat of nuclear confrontation looming, both sides know that that is a fight that nobody wins. And so while there is this heightened rhetoric and fear, there is still this diplomatic dialogue that continues. And so as a result, this is an example of that. But having said that, there are still Americans that are detained in Russia. There are still Russians that are detained in the United States. And so one can only presume that these talks will continue because it is in the interest of both governments to see both of these sides having these respective citizens returned.
Absolutely. Well, Kimberly, we appreciate you keeping on talking as well. Please do go and get some water now. Kimberly Halkett reporting from Washington.